Mike Sheehan, the Army Special Forces colonel who had worked with me on terrorism, Somalia, and Haiti, offered to go to Khartoum and do the snatch himself. He was only half-joking. "This guy doesn't even have bodyguards. Hit him over the head and throw him in a Chevy Suburban." To the complete frustration of Berger, Albright, and me, the CIA finally admitted it could do nothing to effect a snatch in Khartoum. The Department of Defense was only able to generate options, once again, that looked like going to war with Sudan. 2 years later, Sheehan was visiting the headquarters of the Joint Special Operations Command, which includes Delta Force, at Fort Bragg. He struck up a conversation with two fellow Green Berets. They told each other stories about operations they had done and about the ones that got away, missions planned but not carried out. The two told Sheehan about the plan they had to snatch an Al-Qaeda leader in a Khartoum hotel. "Would have been so sweet. 6 guys, 2 cars, in and out, easy egress across the border and fly out. Low risk." "Really?" Sheehan asked, pretending not to know about the proposed snatch. "What happened? Why didn't you get to do it?"
"Fucking White House," the Green Beret said in disgust. "Clinton said no."
"How do you know that?" Mike innocently inquired.
"Pentagon told us all about it."
Whether it was catching war criminals in Yugoslavia or terrorists in Africa and the Middle East, it was the same story. The White House wanted action. The senior military did not, and made it almost impossible for the president to overcome their objections. The fact is, President Clinton approved every snatch that he was ever asked to review.